Blog Talk Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashhadu ilaha illallah. Ashhadu ilaha Muhammadan Rasulullah. We only bear witness and we testify to there is no God but one God. Proper name is Allah. Allah means the creator of this creation. He has created this creation for his creation to test his creation. And the creator tests his creation by his books and by those he sent before them to guide them to the right. So we're here tonight on this Blog Talk Radio station again, calling people back to the oneness of God, family life, community life, all the good life that a human being should have. We are calling people back to those lives. So we're here tonight on this Blog Talk Radio station. And one of the first things that we want to do, we want to call to prayer. We want to open up with prayer. If we open up with prayer and we close with a prayer, that may be two things that we got right. And all we got to do is get what's in the middle right. All we got to do is get what is in the middle right. So we're going to open up with a prayer. Called Al-Fatiha. First, we say it in the Arabic language, and then we will say it in the English translation. Humale Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Rahman Rahim. Malik Yawmiddin, Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, Ihdina Sirata Mustaqim, Sirata Alladhina An'amta Alayhim, Ghayri Maghdubi Alayhim, Waladdallin. English translation. We seek protection with Allah from Satan, the open enemy of man. With the name of God, Allah, most gracious, most merciful, all praise are due to Allah. He is the Lord. He is the cherisher. He is the stain of all worlds. He is most gracious, the most merciful. He is the master of the day of judgment, in which we all live. Alone we should be worshiping, and thy aid we should be seeking. We should be asking Allah to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed his favors on, and not of those who he hath brought his wrath down on. Amen. We'd like to greet everyone in the best of the greeting of all the greetings in the world. There's many, many greetings, but the best of the greeting is the one that Allah have chosen for the human being to use, and that greeting is a greeting of peace, and it reminds us to keep the peace. If we try to keep the peace, there'll be less news stating that somebody killed somebody for nothing. That wouldn't hardly happen. But the human being is supposed to be the best in the kind creature in the world. But he falls to the lowest of the low when he don't acknowledge, don't give thanks to the one who gave him the life, and that is Allah. So we greet you in that greeting of Assalamu Alaikum. Simply means may God's peace be unto you. This is the language of the Bible, of the Torah and the Quran. Peace be unto you. If we get If you got God peace, you keep God peace, you'll be a calm, you'll be collected, you'll be your thinker, you're just want to be peaceful. You want to live in the peaceful world. So also we say all praises are due to one creator. Allah is one of his names, is one, an attribute that he knows and sees and hears all things. That nothing past his vision. He sees and knows all things. He knows everything before it happens. We are here not to take Jesus away, but put Jesus back as he really is, a human being born from Mary. Jesus is the son of Mary and not the son of God. These lies got to be exposed to. You going to tell me how all the people in the world, God picked one son? It's been a lie coming from Satan himself, the open enemy, the rejected enemy, the one we should not give any credit to him, any time to. He's our open enemy. His job is to divide and conquer us. His job is to cause us to be non-productive, cause us to hate each other, cause us to call, he want to see us calling each other out of our name. He want to see us in spoiling clean. He want to see us walking the dog. We don't want to see us walking the child or walking the wife. There's people all around my city, in my neighborhood. They're walking the dog. Some of them might have a stroller with a baby in it. But I see old ladies, African-American ladies, following the dog. They're watching the dog. The dog is go up to a fire and just let this water go, and she's sitting there looking at it. He might drop some in his waist. They sitting there looking at it. What kind of life is that? Why don't that person realize there's more to life than that? That's not a good life, watching a dog do all of that. And there's people dying every day. That dog has a comfortable house to live in. Then some people don't have, sleeping out on the street, hundreds of them, thousands of them. How can a person say that he believe in Jesus and Jesus believed in helping the poor, helping the needy, helping those who are without? Huh? But how many people believe that today? Satan has made us some greedy people, some selfish people. And it comes from Satan, that influence come into you. That's not clocked into you in your nature. That had to come into you. Because when you are a loving person, that's what God put in your heart, mercy and love and kindness. But it can be taken away from with lies, weak ideas, especially wrong thinking. It can be taken away from you. So we come here tonight on this Broad Talk radio station trying to help this world be better than it was when we found it. Because it's been a bad world. It's supposed to be a good world, but Satan have put his hands in it, and it's been messed up. It don't have to be like that. The food, that the seed, you can put it in the ground. Everybody can do that and grow their food. We trust people to grow our food for years. And maybe for years they hadn't got so devious. But now the same people that grow your food have went into the food like any devil would do, like any evil person would do, and went into the vegetables and messed them up. They have no value. It's like eating air with a little dirt in it. It'll fill your stomach up, but you ain't getting no substance. You ain't getting no vitamins, no nutrition from that food. And they growing that food now. And the government that's supposed to be for the people and by the people, and for to be protecting the people, have turned a deaf ear on the best for what the human being needs. Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, all these drink people allowed to make do advertisement, and these drinks got chemicals in them that give you cancer, and the Food and Drug Administration know that and turn a deaf ear. Cancer people pay a lot of money to get that cancer out. So there's people that are working with Satan. They're working hand in hand. They're not working for the betterment of the people. If somebody come up with a medicine that will stop diabetes, will stop high blood, blame the high, and where you want to take so much, they'll kill that person. Because this world made out of using people, misusing people, abusing people. But you think jail is? Jail ain't nothing but a place that abuse you, put you in there, and about two people in one cell, don't give you nothing to read, put the little toilet in there, and you in there all day long, cooped up like an animal. There ain't no way to treat a human being. Yeah, that human being need rehabilitated. You ain't trying to rehabilitate a human being, find out why he do that, why if Jesus would have done it, according to where you paid him to be, Jesus wouldn't want to know what caused this man to kill this, bring into these people house. What made this young man don't want to work? What make this woman don't want to get married? Let's find it out and see can we help them get back on track. They ain't trying to do that. They said, well, let's be a more jail and then make them privatized so that people can make money off people being incarcerated. You going to tell me this is a Christian world? You going to tell me this is a world, this Jesus home, this Jesus country? This is the country of people that believe in Jesus? No, they don't. They might feel like they believe in Jesus. When they die, they might have the name Jesus announced over there in their funeral. But they care little or nothing about Jesus. And anybody else that do right, if they find out a Muslim don't drink, don't smoke, his wife dressed decent, the man take care of children, that man hate it. Not by Christians, by so-called Christians, by evil people who've been told that they was Christians. You can't be no Christian going to church with all your body parts hanging out, leading men in temptation. And Jesus told you, don't lead nobody in temptation, because thou is the kingdom and the power and the glory. So if you don't want to miss the kingdom of God, you should listen to what Jesus said don't do. The Bible said don't steal. This world teach you how to steal. You can learn how to steal. All you got to do is cut your TV on. You want to know how to learn how to cheat, how to poison somebody, how to cut somebody's head off, how to steal their car. All you got to do is look at TV. You want to learn how to make a bomb? You want to make a bomb? You blow somebody up? Look at TV. It'll teach you everything you need to know about hurting somebody. They teach you everything you know we need to know about killing somebody. The TV, the music will teach you how to hate somebody, how to feel about somebody, how to misuse somebody. The TV. The TV. So all these things are influenced the environment that we live in. And Prophet Muhammad said that none of us stopped being Muslim until the environment got corrupt. And you live in a corrupt environment, and you try to raise children to come out of that environment and live a decent life, live a great life, be a respectful person. Then you're going to send it to the public school to teach that child hardly nothing, filth go on all day long. All they do want to teach a child how to dance, huh? How to lust at each other. Now they're teaching homosexual class in the public schools. They were doing it in the colleges. Now they'll cycle down into the Aramean school. And after the Bible, the Christian Bible, said God Shalom Gomar. And these homosexuals said now they are free. They want freedom. The man spoke on that. Hey, brother read about his moments. The man spoke on that. They use freedom to bring about filth. The homosexuals, I want freedom. I'm a minority. I've been discriminated against. And they use the word freedom to misuse and abuse and get their bill paid. And these wicked people that love the devil more than they do God, vote the bill in. Homosexual right. God gave them a right too. He put their butt on fire. Now, do they believe what the Bible said? And then when you look at add up what good is a homosexual, all the homosexuals come from a man and a woman. And they can't produce a man and a woman. So what good is a homosexual? Keeping filth going in the world. Diseases. And they promoting that every day. Every night on TV. You got cartoons trying to tell you, say you the idea, your cure the idea. It's all right to kiss another boy. It's all right for two girls to get it on. Cartoons. Got jokesters talking about it. So Allah said he would never change our condition until we change what's in our hearts about ourselves. How you going to love somebody God don't love? God said he only loved those who do right. Them people that are being homosexual ain't going to do right. And the proof is that one girl now is in jail for killing her girlfriend. Then went and got married to another girl and killed her. An older homosexual got hold to a young girl. Young girl fell in love with her. And then the young girl gave her some kind of disease that she might have got from a man, and the homosexual woman killed her. Thought she going to get away with it. Another case, a police woman had a woman out there dancing in one of the expensive shake-at clubs. And she was going out there, and she met another girl. Police lady killed the girl and may like and try to cover it up like she don't know what happened. She's in jail. You can't do wrong and be safe from evil. You're going to continue to be evil. You might want to stop, but ain't nothing holding you back from it. If you ain't got God in your life, if you ain't seeing Jesus as a prophet bringing a message to you that will help you stay away from sin, instead of saying Jesus died for your sin. No, he came and tried to help people to get away from sin. They brought a prostitute to Jesus. He said, ask Jesus, stone this woman. This woman fornicated, did all that. Jesus stood back and asked all of them, told all of them, those of you out here right now without sin, y'all stoned. You stoned, speak of it. And cast the first stone. They wouldn't do it. No, everybody walked away because they were sinners too. So Jesus told the young girl, told the lady, don't sin no more and go. And he was talking to them too. He was talking to us. Don't sin no more. He was talking to everybody who listened. He's still talking, telling you don't sin no more. Prophet Muhammad was mentioned when Jesus said that he wasn't going to come after him and lead us in all truth. We found out there's no other than Prophet Muhammad. He have called the seal of the prophet. That means there's no more prophet to come after the Prophet Muhammad. He announced that. He said he had to go away because the one wasn't going to come and lead us. And all, he took himself out of the picture. He said he was in the world, and the world knew him not. You find that same logic today. People don't know Jesus. They know the lie. Born on the 25th, huh? Died for your sin. How can a man die for your sin and you looking at him nailed to a cross, and we know that they nailed him to the cross, that's what killed him. But they don't say they killed Jesus. They say he died for your sin. Like he volunteered. He didn't volunteer to get on that cross because they own language. He didn't want to drink from that cup. So we have clear evidence. Huh? So we have the message. And we can deliver the message better than anybody. Why? Because Allah said that the rejecting the spies is going to be the leader. This is what Allah said. And who more rejecting the spies than you and I? Own nothing. Yeah, we used to own something. We sold out. Grocery store. We had grocery store. We had cleaners. We had our own restaurant. We had our own places that we could buy from because they didn't want nothing to do with you. We had our own drugstore, especially in Atlanta. Jason Milton had drugstores all over, African-American family. We had Jenkins Steakhouse. You talking about some delicious food. Man, every time I think about how they let that go. And that's what brought me to the nation, the good food. Went in there, and it took me a month or two to eat a bean pie. But after I tasted that bean pie, good God of mine, I said, there ain't no bean in there. And you talking about something good. And when I went to Chicago, and the bean pie there, and the cheese pie, everything tastes perfect. Like something you, like a meal you would get in paradise. When I got to the Chicago, so all of us, we had to go through things. But many, like I went to a funeral today, a janazah today at Atlanta Matthews. Man, it was standing room only. There's so many young people that still holding on to this religion. Coming to the Matthews, the brother who passed, Brother Abdul. Muhammad. He was born and went to the same school that Premier Elamine went to. Then he transferred and Premier Elamine, I had to give to him, the man done changed. He ain't the Premier Elamine that I met. Coming in, and I think he done changed. I pray to Allah he have changed. He did a beautiful janazah, and he's more humble now. And he always expressed what he learned from Imam W.D. Muhammad. So he don't even hesitate to say Imam W.D. Muhammad all through the janazah. Imam W.D. So. All them young people, I have never seen before. The son was a basketball player. The son had two sons who graduated. Three out of four children of his children graduated from Sister Claire Muhammad and W.D.I. And they all are outstanding. Their brother, his son got up there, and he's an imam. I don't know where the imam at, but he's an imam. He said a few things. So we, according to what I see today, we looking good here in Atlanta. But the thing we had to prove, those young people got to learn how to take that money and spend it back in their community with each other. And that's what a lot of them might be doing. But it ain't enough. We buy black, they here. But it's all praise due to Allah. So I thank Allah for blessing us to be here tonight on this Block Talk radio station. I keep inviting people to come and join us like I did today. I'm always inviting somebody to come on. And then many said they will come on. And many keep asking. And pretty soon, this place going to be filled up with people who wants to help us remove those images where they stay at. So all praise is due to Allah. Everything is looking good. Praise be to Allah. And the people who don't want to come this way, it wasn't meant for them to come this way. Allah sees and knows everything, so it wasn't meant for them to come this way. I don't know why people don't want to come and realize that our power is in us united as a body of people. And there were many Caucasians there, many of them. Caucasians, many other people, ethnic groups, had people from Southern Bell, from the different affinity, all the different places that they had a bunch of people there from all over. So it's beautiful. And we've got a sister that we're going to bear, inshallah, tomorrow at Masjid El-Munum. I mean, at Masjid, Atlanta Masjid. I don't know why nobody want to put Atlanta on the Masjid. So all praise is due to Allah. So let me get ready to bring one of our brothers, co-host worker here, Brother Sujah Muhammad, Abdul Akbar, and Dai Akbar. We are here in Atlanta, and Brother Sujah Muhammad and his wife, Karan, live in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So let me get ready to bring him up. All praise are due to Allah. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Well, you got it, brother. You ain't got to get ready. You're already ready.
Yes, sir. You got me ready.
Yeah.
I will be blazing.
Well, hold on.
Yes,
brother, how you feel this? How do you feel today?
I feel okay. I feel okay.
Oh, you're better or much better?
Alhamdulillah. I'm about to see. She making that coffee. Huh?
Okay, then. You're all right, then.
Yeah, I feel better. I feel much better.
Okay. I'm going to call you today.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to slam. And Shaitan Rajim, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify and bear witness that there's only one creator. There's only one God. You know, and I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him, he's a human being, just like you and I. And he's God's servant. You know, he's not God. He can't become God. Makes no difference how hard he works or what he do. Or how much he prayed, you know, he can't become God, you know, and that's what he teaches us. You know, he's a human being just like you and I. You know, he eats food, you know. When there was time for war, and time to fight, you know, he stood up and fought, you know. And he was one that worked with other workers, you know, and he was a believer. You know, he didn't give up belief. He held strong to his belief, and there was peoples that wasn't Muslim. Bear witness to the belief and the faith of Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him. I just like to read a little bit from the Holy Quran. And it's Surah 72. Anytime I say 72, think about the spirits. Think about the jinns. So 72, starting at Ayat 1. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Say, it has been revealed to me that the company of jinns listened to the Quran. They said, we have really heard a wonderful recital. It gives guidance to the right. And we have believed therein. We shall not join and worship any gods with our Lord. And exalted is the majesty of our Lord. He has taken neither a wife nor a son. There were some foolish ones among us who used to utter extravagant lies against Allah. But we do think that no man, our spirit, should say aught that is untrue against Allah. True, there was persons among mankind who took shelter with persons among the jinns. But they increased them in folly. And they came to think as we thought, that Allah would not raise up anyone to judgment. And we pried into the secrets of heavens, but we found it filled with stone gods and flaming fire. We used it indeed to sit there in hidden station to steal a hearing. But any who listen now will find a flaming fire watching him in ambush. And we understand not whether ill is intended to those on earth or whether their Lord really intend to guide them to right conduct. There are among us some that are righteous and some the contrary. We follow divergent paths, but we think that we can by no means frustrate Allah throughout the earth. Nor can we frustrate him by flight. And as for us, since we have listened to the guidance, we have accepted it. And any who believe in his Lord has no fear either of a short account or of any injustice. Amongst us are some that submit their wills to Allah, and some that swerve from justice. So right there, you know that the jinn had a will. You know, because we teach that that there's only two peoples, creatures out of this creation that has a free will. That's human beings and jinns. Human beings and jinns is the only two that God gave a free will In other words, they can obey God or they can disobey God. But everything else in creation got to disobey. They can't refuse. That's one of the reasons we try to tell our Christian brothers and sisters that Jesus wasn't an angel. Because an angel can't disobey God. Angels cannot disobey God. The Quran said that that the angels say we hear and we obey. But the angels cannot disobey God. Okay. Among us are some that submit their wills to Allah and some that swerve from justice. Now, those who submit their wills, they have sought out the path of right conduct. But those who swerve, they are but fuel for hellfire. And Allah's message is, if they, the pagan, had only remained on the right way, we should certainly have bestowed on them rain in abundance, that we may try them by that means. But if any turns away from the remembrance of his Lord, he will cause him to undergo a severe penalty. And the places of worship are for Allah alone. So invoke not anyone along with Allah. Yet when the devotee of Allah stand forth to invoke him, they just make round a dense crowd. Sallallahu Qadim, surely Allah speaks the truth. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. So we read this about the gems to just remind our brothers and sisters and anybody else that read the Quran, because they don't know what a jinn is. Just to remind them in reference to the jinn. And this book is saying that the jinn is a spirit. The jinn is a spirit. I know they say that the spirit is the Holy Ghost in Christianity. That's what they say the spirit is, the Holy Ghost. But here in the Quran, in Islam, we see that the spirit is a jinn, and this is the reason we say, when we have people that say that God is a spirit, we know better. Because our books say a spirit, so jinn is a spirit. So we know God is not no spirit. Some people want to say that the devil is God. You know. But we had to drop that on them, not saying that they're going to submit, but we got to drop it on them like we plant the seed, Don't force it on them. When you plant a seed, you know, the seed is just one part of the creation. And he had to go through something. You know, you had to plant it in the earth, and you had to water it. And, you know, you had to cover it up first with the dirt, and then you had to water it, and then you had to tend to it. And after a while, you'll see a plant shoot up, break through that earth, and stand up straight, bearing witness, you know. So we have to know the process that you had to take the process too, we just can't put it on our brothers and our sisters that the spirit is in, and they don't understand it. They know you've been taught all their life that the spirit is the Holy Ghost. And then we as Muslims, we're going to tell them that the spirit is a jinn. You know. And then you got some of us, we believe that a jinn is the devil. We believe that the jinn is Satan. So you see how we got to be real tactful. Because at some point, they got to find out who Satan is. You know? And I can see where if a person is don't have the correct thinking, they can think wrong. You know? And it can mess them up a little bit. You know, the Satan came as a result of Iblis disobedience to God. That's where Satan came from. Satan came from when God asked the angels and asked Iblis to bow down to this creature that he created. You know, and it's a strange thing that God told Iblis and told the angels. After I blow my spirit, after he put his spirit in this human being, I want you to give obeisance to him. I want you to bow down to him. And he said, not so Iblis. And he said, why? Because Iblis, he was haughty. You know? And Lord asked him, why is it that you don't bow down? Why is it that you break my command? And Iblis told God, because I'm better than he. So they described that as him being holy. He said, I'm better than he. And Allah said, get thee out from here. Down in the earth, and that's what we had to go through, you know, because we all came from Adam, from the human being. We all came from the first human being, who was Adam. You know, we came from Adam. We didn't come from nothing else. We came from Adam, the first human being. And our parents was Adam and Eve. Is our parents. Adam and Eve. So that's what we got to, know how to defend that. But we had to defend it right. Because some people might have a misunderstanding. They have a misunderstanding. And if you don't understand what I'm saying, I want you to challenge me. Because I can defend what I'm saying. I can defend the understanding that Allah blessed me with. I can defend it. You know. But the jinns, there was jinns that just like some of the human beings, you know, they disobeyed God. They didn't accept the Holy Quran. They disrespected the Holy Quran. And there was jinns that were fascinated when they heard the Quran. They were fascinated by it. You know. And that they believed in it. And that they lived their life according to the Holy Quran. And the wisdom of Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him. A human being. See, that's powerful. The jinns are submitted to a human being. Also, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. So when we study this book, when we study this Holy Quran, and we read you some of the things that Imam Wahabuddin Muhammad said, that's one of us. That's one of the ones that Allah told the jinn and the angels to submit to bow down to. When you hear Imam Wahabuddin Muhammad, when you hear Prophet Muhammad, or when you hear Moses, or when you hear Jesus, the Imam said that whether you realize it or not, you who support my call to have racial images removed from the worship of God are doing something more important than anything anyone have done since Prophet Muhammad. Nobody since Prophet Muhammad has ever done anything that's more important in religion than this, removing all racial images from worship. In fact, that is exactly what he emphasized in his preaching. La ilaha illallah, la sharika lah. There is no God except Allah. There's nothing like him. In the Holy Quran, it says, we shall make them know what it is they have done. And Prophet Muhammad preached it. It wasn't time. And this is for these people, you know, that always say that when you got something different than what Prophet Muhammad presented, you know, that you putting something together of your own. Well, right here, it's telling you that thing that happened, that Prophet Muhammad, it wasn't time. The Imam said God has not chosen a time to go into the depth of what they had done with this corrupt idea of worship of God. but he dealt the blow to that idea. The full extent of the harm that it has done to society was yet to come out. And the Holy Quran say we shall make them know exactly what it is they have done. And that's what we're doing. Every time they hear us, we let them know exactly what it is they have done. They don't make, they said when I was young girl or young boy see that image, so right away, it's affect them, it make them psychologically inferior. And what it does to the Caucasian when you see his image up there as the Son of God, a God in the flesh, it makes him false. Because that's not him. They feeding him myth. They're not feeding him reality. He can't be the Son of God. So it makes him false. Imam said, now it's going to take time. But you who are doing the work of Allah is with you. If you are sincere. You see? If you don't go out with racism in you, don't go out as a racist to condemn another racist. Go out as followers of Islam, believing in the truth, religion, accepting the leadership in the community of Imam Waris Deen Muhammad. Saying if you go out there like that, innocent, desiring nothing but to serve Allah in the right way and to do what is right and proper as a Muslim, and you support this drive to remove all racial image from worship, I guarantee you that the people may want to kill you, but they wouldn't be able to kill you. They might want to put you off your job and make you starve. They wouldn't be able to stop you. Maybe you would suffer a little bit, but for suffering, you would be rewarded so many times more. So much so that you would thank Allah for giving you a chance to sacrifice some of yourself. And I bear witness. I bear witness. I thank Allah for allowing me to be one of the ones that is standing up with this truth. Because there's some out there that don't, they won't get out of here. They won't stand up with this truth. So, I don't have nothing against them. I thank Allah for blessing me with that type of spirit, because I know who I were when I was out there in the street. We call it the grave. I don't like Muhammad. We call it out there in the grave. You know? I didn't have no respect for none of them. And just looking at how Islam changed the life of people that was gone. People that was pimps, people that was prostitutes, people that was drug addicts, changed them completely to a human being. Allahu Akbar. So brothers and sisters, we thank Allah for this opportunity. We pray that Allah forgive me for any wrong that I might have said. If I said anything good and you liked it, all praise is due to Allah. came to you in peace, going to leave you in peace, of Assalamu alaikum.
Next up, anybody, all you got to do is match one and come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on. Anybody else? Anybody else? Okay, Assalamu alaikum, brother. I'm Mr. Reed.
Yeah, wa alaikum as-salam, brother Akbar and brother Suja. Yes, someone had said a few days ago that Brother Muhammad from Georgia was going to be part of the group that we're trying to bring together to come up with some money, because we're at a point now where we definitely need some money. We're going further. You know. So anyway, I'll tell you what we had got last week. Instead of get start out with, we can get 20 people right from the beginning that have $5,000 or can come up with $5,000 any way they want to go on to. We gave a number of different ways that we could come up with $5,000. One way is taking one brown penny. Matter of fact, I had that lecture when the brother made it told us about the first time I heard it years ago. Just take one brown penny and double it every day. In 20 days, you'll have over $5,000.
That's right. Yeah, I heard about that.
Then someone else said, you know, when we came to... I think that was it. Or said another way could do it. People got family members. Some got 4, 5, 6, 7, you know. Adult children. They got jobs. They got pretty good position. They got money and a few dollars in the bank and all that. So they just go to five of you, our children. Actually, look here, I need $5,000. So that shouldn't be no problem. Just five, two, we got $5,000. No? Or other way we could do it, if people really serious about getting something, we want to do something, well, we go to a bank, our credit union, or a lending institution, and borrow $5,000. Got a long time to pay back $5,000. So there's about three ways like that. So we're not putting nobody in under no pressure, nothing like that. If you can't do it, you can't do it. But the pressure's always start out with those people that like I said, that has it and won't be no dent in their pocketbook, you know.
Mm.
So anyway, I was telling someone, had to call Muhammad. They had been wanting to get my number. So anyway, I gave my number a few days ago. I finally got back to him the day before the call. I had come, you know, come up. Someone had said he's part of this group too. So anyway, I told him what we had decided on, you know, last week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So I said if he wasn't on, he'd come on the program tonight, because we said we're going to bring this up on the business call Saturday. And this is Sharif Saturday, I think it's Sharif. But I say we get an opportunity, we'd be able to bring this up on this, because he used that, anyone have a business, want to tell about their business or things like that. So it gives opportunity, maybe tell about what we're doing here. And I said, best people to be with really speak on it, because they know more about it than any of us. They have Akbar and Dair, because they know basically what has been going down and everything, court situation, all of that. So I was just telling him, come on tonight, we'll get an opportunity maybe to speak on it, because we won't have an opportunity to speak on it before Saturday morning, you know.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, that's about all.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Anybody else got anything they would like to?
Good.
Alhamdulillah. Anybody else want to share anything or say anything?
Before we start into that,
before we get on that, Brother Muhammad, he's raised his hand. Let me see. Bring him in.
I said,
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. Udubillahi bin shaitan irajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashadu ala illa ha illa Allah. Wa ashadu anna Muhammad ar Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank Allah much for having this opportunity again on the Message of Concern and us coming together to actually break ground and establish some kind of business that's going to grow if through our monitoring of it, etc. We thank Allah much for another opportunity to try to do this, and we appreciate His mercy by letting us continue to do this. I just wanted to make it clear that I was asked was I got $5,000 to put toward a organized effort to establish a store, a restaurant, some kind of business in that arena right there will help us generate running capital so that as we are monitoring this one business in a sure establishing where the business we be started at, how we going to start it, et cetera, and all the proper, discussing it. And then once we choose the place of where we want to establish the first store, the first restaurant, because those are some of the fastest ways to deliver money in the hands of believers every day. Every day. Mm-hmm. If we come there to work, come there to cook, if we come there with products that we all already have, you know, and do the proper advertising, et cetera, we will, you know, after 30 days start seeing money coming in every day. Every day. And it is real, real easy. If you have a restaurant or you have a variety store and you're selling everything that Allah has given you that is halal, it's easy to jump from $6,000 or $7,000 a week to at least $35,000-$40,000 a month. Starting off very small. Small investment. You know. So I'm just letting everybody know that's a part of those 20 who Allah already know. Allah already know who is ready to do this and generate employment, because employment is a way to let us know that we're making money. So if we can afford to pay someone to work for us, that means that person is not only generating income enough to pay his or her own salary, that if we keep everything consistent, and then with us doing our part as investors, volunteering our time to move these products, you know, it don't take long to do that. If you make $300 or $400 a day, which is easy, that could be 10 shirts or 4 or 5 bottles of black seed, and selling sandwiches and things in there, that's easy. That's real easy. But that's almost $2,000 a week, $2,000 a week almost, and that's a small start. But that's enough to pay our employee, pay the utilities, and still have the money left over. And if we know that any person who gets into a business like that, you have to at least wait 120 days. We supposed to have the money up for it. That's what the $100,000 of the 20 people is for, to make sure that we have the products, the license in place, the employee salary, the utilities. You know, we don't have to worry about them while we are establishing and advertising and getting out and drumming up business for this mercy of open a halal. So, yes, I'm all for that. We know that in the last 5, 10, 15 years, 20 years, we have ran through so many opportunities of mercy that Allah has given us And only a few believers have trusted what Allah says, and we have, that's why we have fish markets. We have people like Shamsuddin. We have people all over the United States who are doing things individually, but we have not come together as a corporate Islamic institution, generating the halal income that we need, first of all, to attract our children. And they feel comfortable and invested. They're good salaries that they're making now. You know, and before we know it, we'll have our own situation going here in the United States of America.
Okay. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum. Yes, sir.
Yeah, one thing I forgot to mention was, I said we were probably bringing this up concerning the Nasir property that's in LaGrange, Georgia. That's something we want to focus on also, is that property there. So we got, like I say, Akbar and Dahir, they know more about this. If they would speak on that, you come Saturday, we would get an opportunity. Is that property there? Because it's kind of in limbo, you know, and we want to speak on that also.
As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum as-salam.
Alhamdulillah. I just want to add to that, and I'm glad to hear that Brother Muhammad is stepping forward. But I just want to let Brother Muhammad know that we have came to an agreement in reference to exactly what he was talking about, and this was a restaurant. We were talking about Akbar. They're in Georgia. It's the type of restaurant is a fish place, you know, and like you say, that's money every day. Money gonna be coming in every day. So I'm definitely gonna be working towards getting my share up. Inshallah. We all can holler at Brother Amin. I know Brother Amin would like to have a piece of this, piece of this pie. You know, and there's other brothers and sisters that you know that I know. You know, I know Shamsuddin pretty good. You know, he already is dealing with fish. You know, so inshallah. I'm in agreement with that, and let's move on it. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum
as-salam.
I know Akbar is on. Is Mubarak on?
Yeah, I'm sure we need to. We sure. I don't see Brother Amin on. Right. No, he's not on right now. He probably come back. But anyway, the talk is just about over. Now it's time to put up. And I believe we're going to be successful. We do need to get Brother Amin on now. And let me bring him in on what we're talking about. Well, he just went out. Went back out. So talking is cheap. We want to get three investors, maybe two women, two men and one woman, to make sure these people are honest, that we are putting our money together with to purchase these places, to spend on the place, to keep us up informed on how the place is coming. We can get help from ECLAR. ECLAR will help us manage, get all the fish we need and help us get what we need to get it started. They will help support us in this effort of opening a fish market, a place to sell fish and other goods that we want to sell in that market. You know, we want to make a restaurant, or we just want a fish place where people come in and get their fish and go. We want to drive in, where people pick up the fish and go. Or we want somewhere for them to sit and mingle and eat fish. We will decide that. We will all work on that.
Yeah.
But it's a good idea. Yeah, my credit union told me that they will loan me $5,000 without any problem. So we can go on and do that. That's about $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 already. So all we got to do is bring in some more who are interested. And I brought it to too many people because we just talk about it. I think the young man, Rocky, he will be glad to invest in that. I know that by plenty more probably. So we ain't gonna be no problem in getting the people invest. What all the investors want, especially us, we just want our money to go in the right hands of the right people that we. Because we ain't gonna have, well, I don't know where your money is. We ain't gonna have that. That day and time over. We should have kept that attitude during the nation, because I don't think we never had that problem until Imam came in, and then the Imam was merciful, and he was trying to find people that he could trust, and they claim to be trustworthy, so we can't afford to have people that we give our money to and then run off. We can't afford. We're not going to let that happen. We trust. We know. We're going to know everything about them. We're going to know what time they get up in the morning. And I mean that is real, because we can't afford to lose money like we did for CC. And all them people came in with them crooks, took the money. We can't afford that. We can't afford that. We can only we put the money together and do the best we can. Pray to Allah, bless our effort. That's the best we can do. But we ain't gonna be giving our money to no slickster or nobody who don't wanna who had no intention of doing right. I see Brother Amin in. I'm going to bring him back up and bring him in, let him share it, because he don't know. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Amin.
As-salamu alaykum.
Well, we're talking about business. So we try to build the park. We already got something going where we plan on putting money up to get a restaurant and about so far about 60, and we trying to get as many up to 20 and more. We can't is what we aim first. We aim at 20, 5,000 feet. So we don't want to bring you up to par what we're talking about. And Suja, you want to say something else to our dad?
I just want to. I'm so happy that we are coming together like this, and we just want to upfront to just say that this is not about one person getting fat. And everybody else is poor, you know. This is about each and every one of us that can, you know, come up with $5,000, you know, and having someone
invest.
I don't know. Somebody did something to the phone just that quick.
That's probably what I mean.
Did what?
Probably,
anyway, come up with $5,000, and we'll be able to keep records, and be able to know exactly what has been sold every day and how much we're making every day, you know, and just progress and become successful. So I'm, praise be to Allah, you know. I'm not going to say one brother came up with this in the BUII meeting. I'm going to say that all of us came up with this idea, and we agreed on it. And this is what we're going to do. So I'm going to pass it back to you, Brother Agba. As-salamu alaykum.
Okay. This is what we're saying. We need a start. We are trying to start somewhere. Instead of we've been talking a whole lot, we want to make a start, make some time happen. If we that's what we're trying to do, make some tangible happen, because we know we can talk, but we need some tangible to back us up. That says the talking produced this. This is what this good talking has produced. So we looking at places, and we want to. We got people who say they got $5,000 to invest. I know I got that much, so I'm ready to go at it. And we can talk, but when we put our money together, then the trust come about. We're gonna have to trust each other. We're gonna have to have faith in our ability to produce. And we said this one place could produce hundreds of places, thousands of places. The main thing, produce jobs for people who want to work, who want to see something. We just can't say that, we believe and ain't got nothing, no foundation to stand on. Belief don't count for nothing, that we can practice this, and practice is have large businesses all over the world. We start small, like your ma'am said. We start small and start working for the big picture. The big picture.
That's right.
And we will have some power, and then we have some leverage. So you can't negotiate with people you ain't got nothing to negotiate with. They won't even loan you money. Then you got some collateral like land and other things that you can use to back up the loan that you're about to make. So we just thinking for the future. We know we're talking. We ain't got a whole lot of time to be talking. To try to do something other than just talk and just pray with, you know, try to make something happen. That's all we're saying. That's all we're saying. A lot of brothers. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just like to say that some preliminary things that we can do right now.
Is the meeting still on?
Yeah, he's still on. Yeah, Brother Amin, sorry, Brother Muhammad, I'll come back to you.
Yes, sir. You can get ready to say
right now. I just like to listen if I can right now, because I'm doing something right now, so I'll wait
right.
A little bit.
Please listen. Okay, back to you, Brother Muhammad.
Yeah, I just want to say there's some things that we can do now, you know, and things like increasing our operating power. Mm-hmm. Everybody who get involved should also get little things like credit card with Home Depot, Lowe's, because they give you $5,000 of credit with no signature, no background check, or nothing. Really, they just give it to you because they think a lot of people, you know, can get in debt. But that's $5,000. But that $5,000, when we open up a restaurant or store, will help buy your stoves, everything we need on credit, and your payment might be $30 a month. So we go in, you get in debt in a way that is not debt. You know, you give you an example, say there's 20 of us and all of us got a Home Depot and a Lowe's credit card. We just increased our operating power up to $300,000. Cause Home Depot will give you $5,000 worth of credit. Lowe's will give you $5,000 worth of credit. You know, and the pay even if you went in there and bought all $5,000 worth of stuff like lawnmowers, stoves, refrigerators, freezers that we're gonna need in a restaurant to have the best right. the best we can get. You know, and the payback ain't gonna be no more than about $80 a month on each one of those cards that we have. See, so that's how you increase your power. And there's other business things that you can do to increase your power so that you can hold on to your $100,000 cash. We only spend the cash money for legality, security, insurance, the employees' payment, because all the other stuff that we might need, we might get it on a credit card, and the payback ain't but $80 a month out of each other's personal income. And that's how you do it. So we can walk. So we can walk around before you know. When we get organized, get everything signed on the dotted line, and we say we're ready to go get in the place. So like we already know we can furnish it any kind we want. That's tables, that's stoves, that's refrigerators, that's freezers, whatever we need. Everybody can, with their $5,000 limit on their card, go get the equipment that we need. You know, and that's a private debt. That had nothing to do with the $100,000. That's something that we should do because if we're doing something to please the law, then we know that we have to be servants. Servants are volunteer for the benefit that law is going to give us. We volunteer our faith, our service, our will, etc. There's some other things like that, you know, and that way, if we do need to utilize the bank or something, we need $1,000 loan. $1,000 loan, they is a civility loan. You ain't even had nothing up front for it. But the payback on a $1,000 loan is what, $25-$30 a month, but another $20,000 that we don't have to mess with our cash with, you know. So right. And then, but everybody still ain't paying them about $130 a month extra bill that they might have paying the credit card back and the $1,000 signature loan they got from the bank. We had to utilize what we have learned, how these people have indebted us, how to free us. You know, so we now we look at that right now. Once we get everything lined up and legal up and straight, we already got almost $400,000 to go into establishing this store, this building, this equipment, advertisement without spending this $100,000 cash. That when we go to that, we don't really need it for nothing except for fees. I mean, for a license and insurance and things. These are things that you have to pay up front. Out of our budget, you know. So I'm just saying that it's really going to be really fun when we get to really put the administrative part of business in effect. Because what we're doing, and if we do it right, this consists of everything we learned, like people like Champson and everything, what they went through and stuff like that. You know, they pretty well almost being there. We won't have to go through the struggle they went through because we know how to take care of business. You know, we know how to use buying power. We know how to use things in our favor. And remember, every time we put show you how Home Depot and Lowe's play, if you get a couple $1,000 worth of stuff with them and make your payments for about 5 or 6 months on that loan, they'll offer you another $5,000.
Oh, yeah.
Check out the interest.
Oh, yeah.
So it's for beautifying the place. And then the cash money is for paying the painters and things, people who are going to help us make sure that we have the most prettiest place in town. When they walk in, when they walk in our store, they won't be talking about, everything will be fresh paint, freshly petrol spray, you know, new equipment, et cetera, all in the store, you know. And they say, Dad, they ain't even opened up yet. But that let them see our businesses and let them know that we're serious. They said they done bought buildings. They got all that furniture thing, and they ain't even had grand opening yet. And don't owe nobody nothing.
Right.
But $80 a month here, $30 a month there.
Go ahead.
Brother Sharif?
Yeah.
You want to say something?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, actually, did Mubarak come on yet? Because he's a big part of this, you know.
Right. Alhamdulillah. I don't know whether or not nobody called him.
He called me about 5 o'clock. He called me about 5:30. I'm surprised that he's not on. He called me about 5:30. Just before you did up, Brother Sharif. He had just called me before that. And then another thing, like whatever meat we're going to need, we had to get credit with us to get credit with these food suppliers.
Because
we had the power now. We're talking, if you want to help us, give me some credit. Give me some credit, and so I can come in here and get 1,000 pounds of fish, et cetera, like that, and the payment on that, it pay me no more than $150 a month.
Alhamdulillah.
So you ain't got to, we have to use what we already know. But this time, don't try to buy or our way through. Take care of business on the real side. How to do this with Allah's help. And Allah can give us, make all of us remember a lot of stuff we done thought we done forgot. It's going to come back to us how to because this earth belongs to us.
Well, you know, Sujah said he knows real close and know Shamsuddin.
I know.
They can have a lot of help about going on purchasing things from place to places and neat places and things like that. So we need a lot of help there from a NAFTA, you know.
I got two brothers down here in Alabama, which you already know, you know, and
there you go.
They professional fishers, deer hunters, and man, I get so much food with them all the time, crappie and everything like that. Plus, there's a fish warehouse here who I've been dealing with for 6, 7, 8 years right here in town.
Alhamdulillah.
Y'all look for the same thing in your locale. Look for the same thing in your situation, even though our place of business may not be in your state or whatever, but still your credit is good.
Yes.
And you know, because you can go buy 1,000 pounds of fish, all we had to pay on is just a shipping charge to us.
Yeah.
Or whatever other product we want, you know.
Alhamdulillah. And I just like to say that I can bear witness to that what Muhammad is saying, you know, through me being in the restaurant business. You know, if you get ahead like that, you're gonna prosper. You know, you're controlling the money, and you can see the benefit that you're getting. You know, I would just like to add to one of the things that I was saying the other day is that we got to have advertising skill, you know, we got to look at the different masjids and let them know that we're in business, you know, get somebody to print us up some leaflets and things where we can pass those leaflets out, and also we need to market our immigrant brothers. You know, we want to see them support us. You know, and let them know if you all getting your fish from another place, then we know that you don't want to support us. You know, but if we got fish or we don't have fish that you want, let us know and then we'll buy that fish. But you get your fish from us. You know. And that's the way the Jew does it. That's the way the Italian does it. You know, we got to support each other. So alhamdulillah, this is a blessing. We don't want no type of negativity. What we need is action. like everybody said, we need to show now. You know, praise be to Allah. That's my name.
Thank you, Allah.
Anybody else? So, you know, I think I feel in my heart that we're on the right track. The train is about to leave, but we're gonna be on it. We're going to be on it for the good. So,
right.
Praise be to Allah. We can't go wrong trying to do right. Can't go wrong trying to do right. We can't. Sometimes we had to be pushed because we know what a bad taste that these infiltrators put in our mouth, and some of us still.
Yes, sir, brother.
Hurting from
yes,
that
sir.
Now, you know. Those were the tests. The people down here on earth, then this is one of the things we had to go through. We had to go through this, and now we are going through it and see, hey, and now we know how to stop all the, fill up all the cracks so that won't happen no more.
Alhamdulillah.
Fill up all the cracks. Huh? We going up together, but we ain't going down because we let somebody come in and manipulate us and took our money and went to Hawaii or somewhere. That ain't about to happen. We're gonna stay on the case. We're gonna pray over this. And we're gonna ask Allah, anything you ask Allah, and you put Allah's name in it, He make it. Allah say He become a part of what we put ourselves in.
That's right.
Part.
And remember too, that we were advertising on the Blog Talk Radio show. Yes. You have to remember.
That's right.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I just want to say, just be careful dealing with that, with usury and interest. That's all. Just be careful dealing with that. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. All right, baby.
Yeah.
We're going to be real careful with that.
See, one thing about Home Depot, every month they offer $5,000 interest free. No interest. Pay the interest off. Interest off within a year. Within a month, you ain't got to pay no interest. That's one thing they do offer.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I mean the fact he got his hand. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Oh, give me a call. I'm sorry, bro. Thank you, brother. Good. Praise you to Allah. Thank you. Here. Let me give you something.
Inshallah, brother. Brother Sharifi, thank you, brother, for bringing that back up, man. Allahu Akbar.
Thank you. Keep our mind being the reason. Up and up. That's what we should have our mind on. We can talk and we can have a good time. To have something coming in, and we need more to come in than what we got. Because, it's no fun living in the world. And you can't pay your bill.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum. I just like to say, I guess the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was a great one at this principle. But it's a principle called positive thinking. And right when I was coming in, I came in like 1974, and I went to a restaurant, and I looked down, and they had books to sell. And one of the books that I bought, I saw there at the restaurant, was a book called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Think and Grow Rich. And Napoleon Hill, he say is also, if you look at that book, Think and Grow Rich, in chapter 9, in chapter 8 or chapter 9, it have an essay by a brother named Asad Bey about Prophet Muhammad in that book, Think and Grow Rich. Think and Grow Rich is one of the, it's about the number one self-help book of all time that people have bought, self-help. I'm talking about do for self and help yourself. And Napoleon Hill, it came out in 1937. And in chapter 8 and chapter 9, in the principle of perseverance, they talk about Prophet Muhammad was a person who exemplified this quality of persevering over time. You know, where Prophet Muhammad had a vision in his mind, and he kept it up over all those years, and the Quran was revealed to him from Almighty God, you know. And so I discovered that later on about Prophet Muhammad, because at the time I was just excited about what Napoleon Hill was talking about. Napoleon Hill said, keep on your mind. Think about what you want. Think about what you want. Put your energy, put your mind, put your thoughts about what you want, and keep your mind off of things you don't want, because you don't want to put energy into something that you don't want, because anything that you give energy to, you're going to get. And if you think about negative things all the time, that's what you're going to get, because you put energy to it, you see. So he says, keep your mind on what you want. It's only one thing that we have control over, and that's our mind. We could put anything in our mind that we want, and we could keep anything out of our mind that we want. That's one thing that we have control, actually got control over, if you actually realize it, is our mind. You don't have to, you know, you ain't got to go to the strip club. You ain't got to go to the liquor store, you know. You have a choice.
Yeah.
You have a choice. You could think about it and say, no, I don't want to go. I don't want to get a liquor store man a dime. I want to go down to this little pop store and get him my money. So I'm going to maybe walk an extra block, but I'm not going to do that. And I'm not going to listen to the blues. I'm not going to listen to them. I'm going to change the station to something that's uplifting. It could be opera, or it could be classical music, but it ain't going to be the blues. Even my mama told us, stop taking the blues. Stop saying, see, he knew the power of positive thinking. Keep our mind off of things we don't want. Keep our mind off of and keep our mind on things that we want. You know, and we think in pictures. As we think in pictures. This was Napoleon Hill, Bob Proctor. He said, we think in pictures. So picture in your mind what you want. And keep it there, and hold it there, and hold it there. Hold that picture. Keep that picture. It could be money. It could be something you want to desire. Keep that picture. So we think in pictures, you see. And so we could focus on progress. Like Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he focused on things that, you know, we wanted as people, what we needed as a people, and he kept that vision. And a lot of that, you know, and he planted those ideas in our mind. So if we focus our minds on what we want wealth. We know we deserve wealth. We ain't no cursed people. You know what I mean? We deserve wealth. We deserve, as long as we do it, you see, keep our mind on what we want. Keep our mind concentrated. Focus on what we want, you know, and I think we'll be all right. Praise be to Allah.
Alhamdulillah. You know, I'm thankful to Allah to hear that, and
I always used to wonder, you know, Allah said that we already successful. We already won, you know. And, but that point that Brother Mean making right now is that blessing, you know, that we can apply and focus on something positive, and it will happen. I truly believe that, you know, because Allah said it's already done. You know, the only thing we had to do is do it. You know, so alhamdulillah, you know, let's get on it, brother. Let's get on it and produce something, and I believe that's going to attract our younger peoples, and we're going to get a chance to do some of the things that we want to do, you know, because we showing that we can come together, you know, and I'm telling you, we some powerful people. You know, so alhamdulillah. Thank you, Allah.
Alhamdulillah.
I don't want to talk too much.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to get our young people away from the idea that these football players, basketball players, and gangsters, hooligans are heroes. They're not heroes.
Right.
You want to see a hero? Look at Marvin Gardner. Look at Elijah Muhammad. Look at Dr. King. These are heroes. These are truly people who sacrifice. Who sacrifice so other people can lead them. Because this truth that Elijah Muhammad bought not only was it good for us, but it was good for the Caucasian. If they use it, which they already were using. It's good for the Japanese who use it. The same method of the Elijah Muhammad used, the Chinese people already used it, and the people was already used it. They already discovered that. They took all that discovery from us united during the plantation. They taught us how to be jealous and envy of each other. They taught us how to be suspicious of each other. They taught us how not to trust each other. All that was taught to us. That wasn't natural. Just like when, for me to be naturally one thinking, wouldn't think that them Arabs was those kind of people. That they, to me, that wasn't natural. They are in bad shape in America along with me. They might be in a little better shape because they got money and they can get around.
Yeah.
And they them people don't like no more than they like here. But they got but see, it was natural for me to trust those kind of people. I trust a good Caucasian people if they came in and they was honest. I would try to trust them. You know. No matter who it is, but we had to be taught to be untrustworthy. We had to be taught not to trust each other. And that's what we still suffer from today. Not trusting faith in our ability. Yeah, that's why we're in the shape we're in. We don't trust each other. We just moving through the earth. And Donald Trump gonna make if he get back in president, see we gonna have to pay. If we don't come together, and we don't start spending our money with each other.
Come on,
we gonna keep feeding the dragon, and the dragon gonna keep using his tail and using his thigh to destroy us. Because they don't make color problems. They make color problems.
Alhamdulillah, brother. Alhamdulillah. I know I'm excited. Boom. We're gonna make that other step. We made like this was a giant step that we made tonight. And inshallah, I'm ready to make it. Praise be to Allah.
Sir. Thank you, Papa, Brother Sharif, and Brother Mubarak for having the courage to bring up a matter with the seat like a lot of money brought it up. So I thank Allah for that. They brought that out of it. You're not going to put up. You're just talking. You're just spinning your wheel.
Sir.
You ain't going to. You're talking.
Alhamdulillah.
We'll put our dollars together. and try to get some of this earth back from the people who done hogged it. Then we just spinning our wheel.
Okay. Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. Mm-hmm. It's about that time.
Well, you got it, Brother Suja.
Yes, sir.
Well, I mean,
we going to close.
Oh, no, no.
We going to close.
Well,
anybody
I mean,
have anything to say?
No, no, everything is right on. Everything, no, I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, sir. I do believe him in the Shaitan Rajim. With God's name, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment, thee alone do we worship and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and grace, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, not those who go astray. I mean, I just send them a link.
Well,
Alhamdulillah, brother.